Dredd and Wigelski in the studio. Time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Thursday, so we welcome in Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Hi, Lucretia.
Good morning.
A lot to get to today. Pop-up events, MCC's vaccination numbers, some more zip code info, and a discussion of antigens versus antibodies. I'm going to get out of the way.
Yeah, really?
Go to it.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to say that we've been having a lot of success with our pop-up events. And this week, yesterday, we were at the farmer's market. We were able to find 30 people who wanted to get vaccinated. 9 of those were with Johnson & Johnson, so they're done. And the others will be coming back for their second dose in 3 or 4 weeks, depending on Pfizer or Moderna. Yeah. So please look out for announcements. We put it on our social media. I know you've shared our page when we're announcing our pop-up events. No appointment necessary. All 3 vaccines available. Just come on by and we'll jab your arm really quickly. You wait 15 minutes and you're free to go. Tomorrow we'll be at Purity Market parking lot between 12 to 2. So we're hoping, you know, people who are maybe going to the post office, stopping by the bank, going to Purity, that will be kind of in a central location for people to stop by and get vaccinated. So that's our next pop-up event tomorrow. Then we're going to be back here at the clinic from 3 o'clock on doing some Pfizer and Moderna second dose. But if you need your first dose, come on through. We'll make it happen for you. We'll announce more as things go, but in July, our campaign for a consistent pop-up is Tuesdays in the tent. So we will be in our tent every Tuesday in July from 4 to 6, doing a no appointment necessary pop-up clinic for vaccination. Got to keep going. We're not quite there yet. So encourage everybody that you know to come on by. We make it as easy as possible. We've done home visits. If you're homebound, give us a call. We will get out to you. Don't worry about it.
That's great.
So I wanted to talk about how many vaccines we've done so far. As you know, we started in early January, and we are at 8,416 vaccines given to almost 5,000 people in our community, with about 4,000 of those people being fully vaccinated now. So
right.
MCC is really proud of the efforts that we have made in the past, those huge events that we were doing, and the small events that we're doing now that are still vitally important to get us closer to herd immunity for our community. As Dr. Corin said, the coast is doing it right. We're vaccinating at much higher levels and rates than inland Mendocino County. And with the case surge that we're seeing in inland Mendocino County, and the fact that we have, you know, I think one known case on the coast right now, It proves vaccinations work. So
yes.
Let's keep going.
All right.
So the zip code data, Fort Bragg has now hit 61% fully vaccinated. Anyone living in the Fort Bragg zip code, 61% of us are fully vaccinated. Mendocino is at 75.5%. And Albion at 57.5%. So we've got a little ways to go, but let's keep going. Unfortunately, Wallala made some advances this week, and so they're at 67%.
Uh-oh.
We don't have anything against Wallala, by the way.
No.
For some reason, Lucretia has this battle going on in her head between Wallala and Fort Bragg.
Fort Bragg, yeah.
Yeah, we're just indulging on it. It's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, just keep going.
So that's the latest in the zip code data. And then I wanted to clarify something that I talked about last week, which is that anyone who's fully vaccinated and develops symptoms should get an antigen test instead of a PCR test. Those are still diagnostic tests to check to see if you have COVID. It's not an antibody test. So I just wanted to make sure people understood that it's just a different type of test than a PCR, which is the most sensitive to detect COVID. An antigen test is a little less sensitive, and it is best used in people who are fully vaccinated. It's a rapid result test. We get the results back in 15 minutes.
Wow.
And it's best used in people who are fully vaccinated that develop symptoms in order to lessen the chance of false positives. I just wanted to make sure we clarify and then remind everyone that July is Tuesdays in the tent.
With the numbers going up this week for Fort Bragg, it seems like we're now getting those younger people about to are getting their second shots, and I think that's helping the percentage out a little bit.
Yeah, I believe so. We had a good turnout of our adolescents getting vaccinated, and last week we did about 100 second dose for them. So
good.
That is helpful. The other thing I should mention is that I know this whole masking requirement or the change, and with California opening up, healthcare facilities still require masking. And so for any of our patients and staff who are in the clinic, we will continue to have to mask while we're in the clinic.
Right.
And we are handing our patients a mask. We are still only allowing for patients and absolute necessary caregivers to come into the clinic. So please remember that we still have some restrictions in being a healthcare facility.
And of course, that's across the board, no matter what facility you're going to when it comes to healthcare. Lucretia, thank you very much for the update. Quite a lot of things going on, all of it positive. Rogalski here from the Coast.